local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we start hour number three here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your evening each and every day. Joe and Austin with you here, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world right now. November 28, 2023. Austin, I'm looking at the TV screen right now, and of course we're in a college football hotbed. I see the newest college football playoff rankings.
Really?
We've got Georgia, Michigan.
Okay.
Florida State, or I'm sorry, Washington at number three.
I was about to say, Florida State is third?
Yeah, Washington at number three, Florida State four, Oregon five, and Ohio State number six, followed by Texas and Alabama.
I think that's fair, and I'll explain why I think that once we get into the sports segment. But yeah. I do think that is about as good of a top eight as you're going to get.
So we will talk about that about 25 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for that, where I'm sure Austin will just take something to Ohio State and tell us why we have no shot coming up on Saturday to sneak back in. There's definitely a path. There is definitely a path for them to get into the top four.
Yeah.
I'm not hoping and counting on that.
Well, and the committee's saying that y'all have a path by putting y'all at six.
Yeah, that's true. We'll get our top three stories here right before our first check of the roads and weather this hour. We start with the latest in Israel, of course. CIA Director Bill Burns is meeting with his Israeli and Egyptian counterparts to discuss a further extension of the truce between Israel and Hamas. Yesterday, the temporary pause in fighting was extended 2 days, and as part of the deal, Hamas so far has released 69 hostages. Israel has freed 150, mostly women and minors, from Israeli jails. Meanwhile, both sides are claiming there have been violations of the ceasefire agreement. I believe today there were 12 more Hamas hostages released. I do have a question, and I mean, you're not going to know the answer. I don't know if anybody does, but
thank you.
It's interesting that it's not like a one-for-one exchange.
Yeah.
And I wonder why that is. Does Israel just have that many more people in custody than Hamas does? And
I did notice that. I think it may have been yesterday when we were touching on this topic.
So I don't know the answer to that question, but it's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Also, the Pentagon says missiles fired from a rebel-controlled area of Yemen in the direction of a Navy warship, that's the USS Mason, were not intended for the vessel, that according to the Pentagon today. Also, Hunter Biden is willing to testify before Congress in the House's investigation into his actions, only, though, if he can do so publicly. His legal team said so in a letter to the House Oversight Committee. Hunter Biden's attorneys accused the House of using closed-door sessions to manipulate, even distort, the facts and misinform the public. Wow. Those are a look at our top three stories. 6:15 right now, we'll get a check of our roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. Typically entering the final hour, we see the congestion start to lighten, traffic start to kind of become more sparse, I guess is the word I'll choose to use. And I was really afraid that we weren't going to see that this time, but luckily it seems like we are. A lot of the traffic issues that we've been dealing with in Pensacola and the surrounding areas are clearing up nicely. We do still have issues, though. If you are on Pensacola Bay Bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze heading southbound there, it was for a while backed up like halfway through the bridge. But that is not the case anymore. It's now just giving trouble to those who are trying to get onto the actual island. Other than that, the bridge itself as a whole seems to be about as clear as it's going to be. Same thing with Pine Forest Road. That one was giving us issues as well, but it has also cleared up nicely. 9 Mile Road heading westbound towards Ashland Avenue. There was an accident there that caused a lot of congestion earlier. The backup is still there, but it has dropped significantly. And another big one that we were dealing with was on I-10 traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. That has seemingly cleared up entirely.
Thank you.
there's been a lot to report on today.
There has been. 52 degrees right now, weather here.
Cold weather has settled in, and we've got a freeze warning for the inland areas during the overnight hours, officially from midnight until 7 Wednesday morning. Look for some of those spots to drop down to and maybe just below the freezing mark of 32 degrees. Otherwise, along the coastal areas, low temperatures will be in the upper 30s. Sunshine for Wednesday with highs in the upper 50s. Late this week, we have rain in the forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Taking a look at some local headlines here today. So we talked last hour about the Escambia Children's Trust and good yep. reporting from our good friend Tanner Stewart. They met this week, and they will meet again in 2 weeks. There are 19 organizations that the Escambia Children's Trust has given $5.1 million in grants that were approved by taxpayers, that is taxpayer funds, to set up this trust. So now that we are coming up for renewal, the trust wants to know, okay, you want the money again? Well, let's just take a look at how the money is being spent.
That's fair.
And it doesn't look great. At least that's what the board members are saying. Here is Commissioner and board member Lumen May.
You've got $200,000+ in administrative salaries, and you got $2,000 in feeding children. I mean, that's just not good stewardship to me. I mean, I see a ton of money in executive salary, and I see no volunteer training.
Also concerns about whether organizations have been overestimating the number of children they would serve to justify the high grant amounts.
It's disappointing when I see 11 participants, 30 participants, and yet we're expending $20,000-$30,000 a month. So I will think long and hard prior to our next board meeting.
So that is Keith Leonard, interim superintendent for Escambia Schools and board member as well. So this is, this is pretty fascinating. And it's within the context that, you know, this was approved by voters, very, very close margin. And there is still this kind of been this overall sense, because I remember, I want to say it was about a year ago, where there was a little bit of controversy because there were grant requests that were going out, and there were organizations that were coming to the board meetings, and they were saying, hey, you know, these people that are that you're looking at giving this money to, like, they don't even serve children in our area. They're down the road in Okaloosa or Walton or whatever the case may be. We're here in Pensacola, and this just looks like that it's the good old boys that are getting all this money, and the people that actually need it and could use it to great effect are not getting any of it. And that caused the Children's Trust to kind of revisit and re-score the different proposals. I remember that. I want to say it was about a year ago, if not a little bit sooner, but I want to say I'm right on the timeline there. So now, you know, here we are 2 weeks away from a vote on whether that these organizations, and I don't think it's all 19 of them, but there are, you know, according to the board members, there are a few that have legitimate concerns and questions about, hey, we're giving you all this money, and it looks like you guys are just keeping it for yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. 620 right now. We'll take a break. State and national news when we return. Pensacola right now.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. The Pensacola Christmas Concert is back on News Radio 92.3. It's 24 hours of Christmas music from you, Pensacola. Local churches, local bands, local musicians, all right here on News Radio 92.3, all Christmas Day. We have music from the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Pensacola Civic Band, Olive Baptist Church, the Perdido Brass, and more. And if you'd like your music to be part of the Pensacola Christmas Concert, send an email to christmas@newsradio923.com.
Hey, it's Gambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. of the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Ricky Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings 9 till 11 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about
Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. Almost 6:25. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with the traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we luckily, since the start of this third hour, we haven't been dealing with much, and that appears to still be the case. The last of that really heavy backup on Pensacola Bay Bridge going into Gulf Breeze has seemingly cleared up nicely, and the same can be said for a lot of the congestion on West 9 Mile Road heading towards heading westbound towards Ashland Avenue. That there's still a little bit there, but not much that should be holding you up too long.
All right, thank you very much, Austin. Right now, it's 50 degrees overnight low. Tonight is going to be around 38, cooler in some spots. Freeze warning in effect for inland areas as well. Sunshine on Wednesday with a high of 58 with an overnight low of 44. I'm enjoying the crisper air.
Definitely.
I try to, you know, when I come in here in the afternoon, I try to take 10 minutes to just kind of walk around the station a few times, once an hour, just to, you know, get out, get my steps in, get my, sunshine and all that. But walking in cooler temperatures definitely feels a lot better to me.
Absolutely.
Taking a look here at some state headlines. So we have the debate on Thursday. You're like, what, huh? What debate? It's not a presidential one. It doesn't involve Donald Trump. It does involve our governor, Ron DeSantis, mm-hmm. and California's Gavin Newsom. That's right. They were having their little peeing contest on social media a couple months ago, and that blossomed into this debate here where Newsom challenged DeSantis, and DeSantis says, anytime, anywhere. Well, that's Thursday in Atlanta. Sean Hannity, Fox News, will be moderating it. It's 90 minutes. And he says the debate will focus on the contrast of ideas between red state and blue state.
Yeah, I'm not much of a political pundit. That seems a bit pointless to me.
You know, I'm with you on that.
I mean, because it's like, can't you have this like on... I mean, we literally see these types of debates on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, all the time. It's called comment wars.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I don't know that DeSantis has much to gain from this. Now, yeah. We know how it's going to go. You know, anybody who's conservative is going to think that DeSantis wiped the floor with Newsom, and anybody who's not is going to say that Newsom wiped the floor with DeSantis. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in my estimation, I mean, Newsom is not the fish that DeSantis needs to fry.
Yeah. Well,
and so, I don't know. I just don't see upside here that DeSantis will have from this.
It could be a desperation tactic, like, because Gavin Newsom's a prominent name in Democratic politics. Yeah. Maybe if he beats him, it'll help his presidential
but,
race.
I mean, but again, like, you saying, like, if he beats him, I mean, that is going to be totally subjective.
And that's the thing. That's the case with any election, or excuse me, any debate. The only problem is there's not an election between these two, which is what removes
any
remote purpose from it.
Now, you may agree with us, you may disagree, and if you disagree, well, good news. We will be carrying it live. It's Thursday, 8 Central Time, so you can listen to that here on News Radio 92.3.
Mm-hmm. Dozens of Broward County students are protesting as an investigation into whether a transgender student athlete was allowed to compete. A walkout was planned at Monarch High School in Coconut Creek the day after its principal and several other staffers were reassigned. The case appears to involve a student who transitioned to female years ago and now plays on the girls' varsity volleyball team.
Yeah. Also, manatees could return to the endangered species list. Federal wildlife officials are currently considering whether to put West Indian manatees back on the protective list. The mammal was downlisted to a threatened species in 2017 due to a lack of food supplies. FWC, though, says nearly 500 have died across the state this year.
And private insurers are taking over more Florida insurance policies for the second month in a row. Seven carriers absorbed more than 90,000 policies from the state's Citizens Property Insurance last week. It is part of an effort to reduce the number of homes covered by citizens, which is supposed to be used as a last resort.
Also, State Attorney General Ashley Moody is warning folks to watch out for scammers.
They put a certain bank in an area because they know a telephone number is in that area, and send text messages or emails or phone calls, and they'll say, this is your bank, there's an unusual amount of activity, and we need you to call right away or respond to this text and give us information so we can fix that problem.
Yeah, you know, and I think what's important about this is, you know, don't think that it can't happen to you or that it won't happen to you. You know, I know that elderly are typically the most vulnerable when it comes to things, but I got, a buddy of mine who works at a financial institution in the town. He got scammed by somebody pretending to be from the place that he works at.
Yeah.
You know, they're really good. They, you know, they know, they kind of know and the lingo, they know, you know, the phone number is the same, all these types of things. So, you know, it's not like it's very easy to spot all the time.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah, typically people think of a scam and they think it's like a matter of, hey, you know, I'm from the money service, give me money, in some foreign accent.
Right,
it's like,
right.
No, it's not always
Your son is missing in Nigeria. Right. Yeah, no, it's not like that. 6:30 now, we'll get the Fox News update, national headlines, and a look at the world of sports coming up.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Another group of hostages released from Hamas as part of a temporary ceasefire between Israel and the terror group. Fox's Nate Foy is in northern Israel.
It includes 10 Israeli women, 2 foreign workers. This is now the 5th consecutive prisoner hostage exchange as the current ceasefire extension is set to expire tomorrow.
Pro-Palestinian protesters attempt to disrupt the annual Washington Capitol Hill Christmas tree lighting ceremony today as House Speaker Mike Johnson was delivering remarks.
I will do my best to keep this brief and get us all back inside. I want to give a special thank you to the West Virginia delegation, Senator Manchin and Senator Capito, and Representative Mooney and Representative Miller for being here.
The demonstrators were escorted out by security. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi,
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A longtime friend and business partner of Berkshire Hathaway CEO Warren Buffett has died. Billionaire Charlie Munger, a friend of Buffett since 1959, officially joined Berkshire in 1978 as vice chairman, and for most of his career there was known as Buffett's wisecracking lieutenant. In a release today, Buffett said Berkshire Hathaway could not have been built to its present status without Charlie's inspiration and wisdom. Charlie Munger was 99. Tech executives at both Amazon and Microsoft have dropped out of an upcoming software conference after at least one of the women on the agenda turned out to be fake. A Devternity organizer admitted on social media that one of the featured speakers was indeed an auto-generated woman with a fake title. It was another day of muted trading, but stocks managed narrow gains. The Dow Industrials rebounded 83 points, and the S&P 500 edged up 4. U.S. oil futures rose for the first time in 5 sessions, settling above $76 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church"? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, "Oh good, it's time to go to church." I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system with its modern compact design will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for 3 generations.
This is Zach Gelb with CBS Sports Minute. Before the season, the Bengals and Bills had Super Bowl aspirations. All hope went out the window for Cincinnati when they lost Joe Burrow for the season. As for the Bills, they've been the most disappointing team in the NFL at 6-6. They only have 5 games remaining and probably need to go 4-1 to make the playoffs. Over those 5 games, Buffalo plays the Chiefs, Cowboys, Chargers, Pats, and Dolphins. I don't trust them to go 4-1, and Buffalo will miss the playoffs. I'm Zach Gelb.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With Black Friday appliance savings all month long at the Home Depot, we're making the holidays merrier by making holiday hosting easier with our lowest prices of the year on Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Get everything you need to store all your holiday favorites.
Dinner's ready.
And the leftovers. With top brand kitchen appliances at a great value. Final days to save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages, including top brands like Whirlpool, with Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Ends November 29th.
This is Jim Grimes from Southern Media, wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at Duncan McCall Advertising, we want to wish you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Sheila Nichols from Pensacola State College, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's a Fox News Radio special event, DeSantis versus Newsom, live on Fox News Radio this Thursday. Sean Hannity will present an exclusive 90-minute debate between Florida Governor and GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis and California Governor Gavin Newsom, focusing on the major issues impacting our country, the economy, the border, immigration, crime. Hannity will highlight them all, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox News, Fox News Radio, and
News Radio 92.3 from 8 till 10 p.m.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another check of the roads and weather. So far this hour, we have not dealt with any, I won't say any. We haven't dealt with much congestion in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and that appears to still be the case currently. Unless you're on some of these busier roads, like perhaps downtown, or you're at one of these intersections that that can get hectic later in the night, we're not really seeing anything that's going to stand out. So if you are seeing some congestion wherever you are, hopefully it should not hold you up too long.
Good choice on the bumper music there, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I'm not much of a concert guy. Like I don't do concerts. There's really only, I've gone to Celtic Women with my wife. We've done a couple Broadway shows, which I really enjoyed. But as far as like live music, not really my thing. There's a couple artists, Josh Groban, Michael Bublé, that I would go see. Trans-Siberian Orchestra would be on that very short list.
Absolutely.
As well. I know we get Mannheim Steamroller around here, but I haven't seen Trans-Siberian Orchestra around these parts. But I hope that changes. Anyway, looking at the weather.
Cold weather has settled in, and we've got a freeze warning for the inland areas during the overnight hours, officially from midnight until 7 Wednesday morning. Look for some of those spots to drop down to and maybe just below the freezing mark of 32 degrees. Otherwise, along the coastal areas, low temperatures will be in the upper 30s. Sunshine for Wednesday with highs in the upper 50s. Late this week, we have rain in the forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, cold night tonight with a low of 37. Further inland, it'll get even into the low 30s. Freeze warning in effect as well. Cold weather shelters open and available in both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties here as well. We didn't do national news.
No, okay. We haven't done
all
national
right.
yet.
So starting off with our national headlines today, Nikki Haley getting a big boost in the form of an endorsement and a financial backing. Americans for Prosperity Action. It's a Republican super PAC that's backed by the Koch brothers. They say Haley has what it takes to not only lead a policy agenda to take on our nation's biggest challenge, but also to set up a viable Republican alternative to Donald Trump. So the endorsement certainly is seen as a major boost, especially financially. We'll see if that reflects in the polls moving forward.
Yes, and speaking of Trump, he will be the final defense witness in the New York civil fraud trial that is against the Trump administration, the former president himself, of course, and his adult sons. Trump attorney Chris Keyes said that Trump will testify on December 11th and that Donald Trump Jr. will testify again December 6th. Both made combative appearances during the state's portion of the case, and their new appearances will be as defense witnesses.
Yeah, another trial in South Carolina involving the disgraced lawyer Alex Murdaugh. He was formally sentenced today for nearly two dozen financial crimes.
I did terrible things. Each of you placed your trust in me. I was very proud of that. And I'm still today honored by that fact.
Okay. he pled guilty in exchange for a 27-year prison sentence. I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh, but I mean, nobody listening to that was like, you know what, man, you know, I'm glad that you're proud of that. So he pled guilty in exchange for a 27-year prison sentence. Murdaugh stole over $8 million from clients. He is already serving two life terms in prison for the murders of his wife and son.
And more than a week after 1 million gallons of crude oil leaked into the Gulf off of Louisiana, investigators still have no idea where it came from. The Coast Guard first reported seeing the spill on November 17th, saying that an air crew had identified the leak. Officials said the leak is near the 67-mile-long Main Pass Oil Gathering Company's pipeline system.
Now, this afternoon in Atlanta, memorial service held for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter.
We have been so enormously gratified by the love and support that we have felt from across the world.
My grandmother doesn't need a eulogy. Her life was a sermon.
Yeah, President Biden was there, former President Clinton as well, every living first lady. 99-year-old former President Jimmy Carter was also there in a wheelchair. The funeral will be on Wednesday. Looking at what's happening in the world of sports today, big basketball game, college basketball taking place right now, just underway. Yep. Kentucky, number 12 in the country, taking on 8th-ranked Miami. It's not the ACC Big Ten Challenge. It's the ACC SEC Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, if you will recall, set up by ESPN after they lost all the Fox TV, Big Ten TV contracts. So they set up the SEC Challenge there with the ACC. Also in the sports world, a TNT doubleheader just underway as well, Bucks and Heat, and then the Warriors taking on the Kings at 9 o'clock. College football, all right, Austin, I'll let you have the floor here. So the College Football Playoff Committee, about 15 minutes ago, unveiling their rankings, the newest playoff rankings you have. Georgia, Michigan, Washington at 3. You have Florida State 4, and then Oregon at 5. So you have the 3 versus 5. That takes care of one of them. Ohio State at 6. Mm-hmm. Texas at 7, and then Alabama at 8, and anything after that is inconsequential.
Yes, at least until further notice, unless chaos ensues. No, I mean, I think I kind of hinted at this earlier, but I think when we see the committee do this stuff, as deep as it sounds, the committee is trying to tell us something, you know, and they're trying to tell us, okay, this is going to be a talking point of ours going forward when it comes to Selection Day. For example, Texas still being ahead of Alabama. Not only did Alabama kind of fail to impress against Auburn, but it's like Texas has that win over Alabama. That's their way of saying, if it comes down to them two, Texas is going to get the nod. Well, it's the same thing when we look at the top six.
I don't know that I agree with that.
With what?
If it comes down to those two, because I think that Alabama beating Georgia.
Oh, that's a big deal. Don't get me wrong. And I think that would be a green light for Bama to make the playoff. The problem is, if there is a scenario possible where it's like, okay, we've got one more spot left, Alabama or Texas, are we really going to sit here and say a double-digit win in Tuscaloosa doesn't matter? When they're both conference champs and have the same record.
One thing that I don't like about college football, and Colin Cowherd talks about this a lot, is that teams get better and change over the course of a season.
So,
yes, it matters. I'm not saying that it doesn't matter. But, you know, you have a team at 7, you have a team at 8, mm-hmm. and you have, like, and again, historically, they say they put a tremendous weight on conference championships.
Yeah.
So, I do think it's possible that they're both one-loss teams.
Uh-huh.
You have a Texas team that, you know, no fault of their own, but, you know, the opponent isn't as good as it could be.
But as you said, it's no fault of their own. Why should they get punished?
But if Alabama goes to Atlanta and they beat Georgia, who you have said for the past 2 years, they're the defending national champions 2 years running. They get the benefit of the doubt this year. If they win that game.
Shouldn't have lost at home.
And you're telling me that, you know, that I should weigh more heavily. Yes, it was head-to-head, but I should go back to September when you had a quarterback who was making his first or second career start. Now that I've seen through the season that they've beaten Ole Miss, they've beaten these teams, whatever, but why can't I say that, you know what, teams evolve, they get better over the course of the season. Milrow is playing a lot better now than he was in September. They're more experienced, yada, yada, yada.
They're clearly better than they were against Texas back then.
I don't think it's a blanket set-in-stone deal.
I think it should be if it's
that
not.
If it is between those two,
yes.
Texas and Alabama, that Alabama cannot jump them.
Well,
I do not think that is true.
Let me give you an idea of where Colin Cowherd, you referenced him. Let me give you an idea of where he stands. Back in 2016, USC started 1-3 and he argued for them to make the playoff.
I'm not here to – yeah, I'm just saying, like, I agree with that premise that teams get better. Teams evolve. They you get more intel. You get more data as the season goes on. That's all I'm saying.
And, hey, let me tell you
and
something.
And so I do not think that the Texas beating Alabama in, like, the first or second week is the be-all, end-all.
Yeah.
When you have Alabama, in this scenario, beating Georgia in a conference championship and you have – Texas beating Oklahoma State.
Well, Alabama, if they do beat Georgia this weekend in Atlanta, it's going to be a great win, and I guarantee you they will be the best a team can look when they lost at home by double digits to Texas. I guarantee you that's the best they could look.
Hey, now I'm rooting for it to happen. Yeah, and I don't, and we both don't like Alabama winning football games, but
I will
that'd be fun.
Make a picket sign and protest.
6:45, another check of the roads and weather.
Yeah, we need to find a reason to not get me boiling over that. Looking at the traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, so far this hour, we haven't dealt with a lot of congestion, not many backups to look into here. And other than maybe some intersections closer to downtown, we're still not dealing with much. So if you are backed up wherever you are on the roads right now, hopefully you should not be held up for too long of a period of time.
All right. Meteorologist Alan Strum getting us caught up on the weather.
Temperatures are going to be cold overnight with 30s for most areas. In fact, some of the inland areas could drop down to the freezing mark of 32 or even a bit below. Because of that, a freeze warning has been issued for those inland areas. That's from midnight until 7 Wednesday morning. Sunshine for Wednesday with highs in the upper 50s. Later this week, we have high rain chances, and that takes us into the weekend as well. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Overnight low tonight, 38. Sunshine on Wednesday with a high of 58, and tomorrow night, 44. Quickly here, a couple of health, business, and science notes today. Home prices on the rise for the 8th straight month, according to the S&P National Home Price Index, showing prices were nearly 4% higher in September nationwide compared with the same month a year ago. Also, Amazon delivers more packages to homes in the U.S. than both UPS and FedEx. They surpassed UPS in 2022 for volume, FedEx back in 2020. And Amazon forecasts that they will make 5.9 billion deliveries by the end of this year. Pop culture notes. Mark Cuban with a pretty interesting 24, 48 hours or so.
Yeah.
So he says he's ready to leave Shark Tank. He says that the next series of a season of the ABC series will be his last. And I also saw on X just a few minutes ago that he is actually looking to sell the Dallas Mavericks.
That's very strange. Cause he obviously,
which is strange because, I mean, I think by and large, everybody, that is what we associate Mark Cuban with.
Mm-hmm.
So Cuban selling a majority stake of the Mavericks to Adelston family, apparently casino tycoons, about $3.5 billion. And what's kind of weird about this deal is that Cuban would keep shares in the team, and so I guess he still have a minority stake, but then he would also have full control of basketball operations. So that's weird.
I don't know if he's trying to just kind of ease himself of some of the responsibilities. I mean, clearly he still wants to be invested, and this is a guy that has. You would expect this of any franchise owner, but he truly has captured it. He's a guy who truly he cares about the game that his franchise plays in. He cares about the franchise itself, cares about the players, all that. He's a very vocal guy. His attitude's a bit much for me at times, but he really does have a passion for, you know, the ownership there. So it is weird that he's surrendering as much as he is, surrendering anything.
I mean, there's obviously something that he has in the works.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, this is, as you said, this is breaking news, basically. It's like we don't know everything yet, so there ain't much to comment on.
Yep. 6:50 right now. We'll take our final break. Wacky and weird story is good news. Texter says, haters gonna hate. I think he's talking about you, where he says, roll tide.
You.
Yeah. I mean, I give him all the credit in the world. I give
Bama
him all the
won.
Credit in the world for the Iron Bowl. And hey, I want to see that exact scenario play out so Austin and I can just literally go back and forth all next. Well, we won't get the chance to.
You know what looked better than Bama in the Auburn Bowl? Texas, when
Texas
they beat
beating,
Texas
yeah,
Tech.
I
57-7, team with the same record as
all
Auburn,
right,
just saying.
Send us to break.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Peatmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Peatmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Peatmore has the VW for you to drive on today. Peatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Tax, title, license options, and dealer fee. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, 0 first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Elevate your brand with custom engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper, your clear choice for all branded product needs. Locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, slate decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimInProper.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked with Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody about scams and ways people take advantage of you, ways you might not have even realized that they're trying to do this, and also the work that her office is doing to get a grip on the bad behavior by social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram when it comes to our kids. Also talked to Sheriff Chip Simmons extensively about ShotSpotter and some of the recent crimes that have taken place in the community, and the hubbub over school books in Santa Rosa County. All that's on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas.
I think tonight is a great night for a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Tuesday. It's an off day as far as any football is concerned. I think my wife's got the homemade chicken noodle soup going tonight. So... Mm-hmm. I think that is what we will do. I'm not sure if it's going to be a Hallmark or maybe the Santa Claus. I haven't seen that yet this season, so I will be thinking about that on the way home. Speaking of the way home, hopefully I can make it there without any major slowdowns, Austin.
Yes, I'm looking at the traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and for the entirety of this hour, it's been pretty smooth sailing, unless you kind of get held up at an intersection for just a moment. You're not really going to be dealing with too much, and it appears to still be that way for not just Pensacola, but also if you're heading into Santa Rosa County towards the Pace and Milton areas there.
Temperatures are going to be cold overnight with 30s for most areas. In fact, some of the inland areas could drop down to the freezing mark of 32 or even a bit below. Because of that, a freeze warning has been issued for those inland areas. That's from midnight until 7 Wednesday morning. Sunshine for Wednesday with highs in the upper 50s. Later this week, we have high rain chances, and that takes us into the weekend as well. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR news weather forecast.
Very good. Thank you, sir. 38, the overnight low around here. Further inland, it'll get a little bit colder as well. Sunshine tomorrow should see a high of around 58 degrees.
Wow.
Taking a look at some wacky stories today. A man in Oklahoma named Jose Silvero wanted a beer early Sunday morning, don't we all? But he didn't want to pay for it, so he went into a convenience store using a pipe to smash the doors of two coolers and stole the beer, drove off in a Land Rover. Employees called the cops, but he got away. But a few hours later, Jose crashed his car through the front of a grocery store. Not clear if it was intentional or if he was drunk. But either way, he realized he was done for, so he just cracked open a beer and chatted with a few of the witnesses. Police came to the scene and arrested him when they arrived.
You drive a Land Rover, but you can't pay for a couple beers? I mean, that's not some cheapo car, I don't believe. Whatever. Anyway, today is Giving Tuesday, and with that in mind, there's a list of the most bizarre items people have donated to Goodwill. It was compiled by both Goodwill employees and shoppers. Joe, give us some examples of that. What do we got there?
Yeah, so there is a chair shaped like a Labrador Retriever. There's also underwear for squirrels.
Understandable.
Okay. A glass jar labeled Fart, June 1975.
I would not open that. Continue.
A guillotine.
I would not use that. Continue.
There was also a basket of taxidermy kittens.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's weird. I do understand squirrels with underpants
do
thing.
Do you really?
Well, because my grandmother, okay, she has spent years caring for, local news, WEAR covered it back in the 90s.
Okay.
My grandmother, her late husband, they would watch over squirrels, and she still does. And if they're rodents, which they are, you know, it's like using the bathroom is pretty happy-go-lucky for them. It's not some big process. They'll just lay their business anywhere. So it's like if you've got them around the house
or if they're little,
I could see that. But it's clearly not for the average person.
I guess not. Looking at some good news today. Somebody gave a food bank near Seattle $800,000 to help them expand and move into a bigger facility.
I had a phone call from a young woman, and she had a bunch of questions to ask about what we were doing and where we were going and why did I need $800,000. She said, well, he's going to do it all. And I hear this, you know, and then I hear this, oh, crap. And then I hear this, is this real? Who did this? Are you joking? Don't play with us. We got our Christmas miracle at Thanksgiving. So that's what we just are so fortunate. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, so the donor was described as a generous businessman who wanted to remain anonymous. And who you heard from was Debbie Christian, the executive director of the Auburn Food Bank.
And Japan just hosted the first World Cup for picking up garbage. I know, how weird is that? It's a real sport that someone came up with back in 2008, and it's called Spagomi. It's a mashup of the Japanese words for sport and trash picking. Each team of three people has 45 minutes to clean up as much litter as they can, but you're not allowed to run. You can only speed walk. 21 countries, including the United States, took part in the inaugural World Cup for it in Tokyo last Wednesday. A team from the UK took home the title. Across two 45-minute sessions, they collected more than 125 pounds of garbage.
I guess if you can come up with a sport that also cleanses and beautifies your community,
yeah.
I guess that works too.
It's pretty smart.
A 15-year-old girl in California named Madison, a hero on Thanksgiving after she helped a 3-year-old relative who was found floating face down in a pool. The little girl's uncle was the one who found her and pulled her out, but didn't know CPR. Madison stepped in and started performing CPR, which she'd learned in a sports medicine class. After a couple of minutes, the little girl opened her eyes and started breathing again and has since made a full recovery.
Awesome.
Good job out of Madison there. That'll do it for us here on a Tuesday. Same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7. We'll talk to you then. Pensacola right now.